Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says in Rajya Sabha, India-US deal will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industry. Both Houses of Parliament hold discussion on motion of thanks to President's address. Lok Sabha faces multiple adjournments amid ruckus over various issues. Yumnam Khemchand Singh takes oath as Chief Minister of Manipur, says the state will play important role in Vikasit Bharat 2047. Two terrorists killed in an encounter in Jammu and Kashmir's Udhampur. Ukraine and Russia hold second round of US brokered talks in Abu Dhabi. In Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship, Asia Singh and Indian women win gold in 10-meter air pistol individual and team events in Delhi. And India enter the final of Under-19 Cricket World Cup, beating Afghanistan by 7 wickets at Harare. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the government has taken care of sensitive sectors like fertilizer and agriculture in the India-US trade deal. Making a statement in the Rajya Sabha today, the Commerce Minister said the agreement will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers, industry and enable access to advanced technologies.
This agreement also provides significant comparative advantages to Indian exporters, particularly in labor-intensive and manufacturing sectors. I would like to reiterate before this August House that government has taken full care of India's key sensitivities in the fertilizer and agriculture sectors. This partnership will open up new opportunities for micro, small and medium enterprises, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industries.
Mr. Goyal said the deal will act as a catalyst to strengthen manufacturing, expand employment opportunities and propel economic growth while unlocking new business avenues for both nations. Mr. Goyal said both sides will work together to fulfill important processes related to trade agreement and finalize the paperwork so that its full capability can be taken at the earliest. He further informed that the details of the agreement will be announced soon after the conclusion of these processes. He also clarified that the government has said publicly several times that safeguarding the energy requirements of 140 crore Indians is the biggest priority of the Modi government. Both Houses of Parliament today held discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address amid uproar by the opposition. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha were marred on the third consecutive day. Opposition parties, including the Congress, DMK, TMC and others, raised slogans against the government over the US-India trade deal and border issues with China. The Lok Sabha witnessed three adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. The discussion is underway in the Rajya Sabha. Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, while participating in the discussion, said the President's speech captured India's growth story and it was highly inspiring. He said her speech embodies the spirit of Amrit Kaal and also highlights the achievements of the Narendra Modi government. The Minister said the President also spoke about centuries-old culture and traditions.
It is a mix of both. जो हमारे traditions हैं, जो हमारे culture है, उसको भी उन्होंने समावेश किया है और साथ ही साथ जो हम developed India की तरफ बढ़ रहे हैं, उस roadmap को भी उन्होंने अपने वक्तव्य में मिश्रित करके उन्होंने उसको रखने का प्रयास किया है.
Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, alleged that social justice and harmony has deteriorated under the Modi government.
The President address spoke a lot about women empowerment, but the truth is that women have remained merely a vote bank for the BJP.
The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticised the Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for disrupting the proceedings of the House by not following parliamentary norms. He said Mr. Gandhi wants to speak beyond rules on the motion of thanks to the President's address.
हम लोग भी रुक रुक के थक गया, वो बोलता ही नहीं है.
वी आर टायर्ड ऑफ वेटिंग. ही डजंट स्पीक, ही स्पीक्स बियॉन्ड रूल्स. वी हैव वेटेड फॉर टू डेज, द रेस्ट शुड ऑल्सो गेट अ चांस टू स्पीक. वी कैन नॉट स्पीक एज वी विश. दिस इज द पार्लियामेंट ऑफ इंडिया, हियर वी हैव टू स्पीक कीपिंग इन माइंड द रूल्स.
यहाँ नियम से बोलना पड़ता है.
President's rule in Manipur was revoked and BJP MLA Yumna Khemchand Singh sworn in as Chief Minister of Manipur today. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification today announcing the revocation of President's rule in the state with immediate effect. President's rule was imposed in the state on the 13th of February last year following the resignation of then Chief Minister N. Biren Singh and the Manipur Legislative Assembly, which has a tenure till March 2027, kept under suspended animation. More from our correspondent.
Sri Khemchand, along with the Central Party leaders and NDA MLAs, met the governor this morning and claimed to form a BJP-led NDA government in the state. Later this evening, the leader of BJP Legislative Party and MLA, Yumna Khemchand Singh, took oath as the Chief Minister of Manipur. The swearing-in ceremony was held at Lok Bhavan in Imphal, and Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla administered the oath to Sri Khemchand. Two other MLAs, Lemcha Kibjen of BJP and Losi Dikho of NPF, were administered ministers as deputy chief ministers, while BJP MLA Gobindas Konthokjam and NPP MLA Khuraijam Loken were administered as ministers during the swearing-in ceremony. Sri Khemchand was elected from Singjamari Assembly constituency in 2017 on BJP ticket and became Speaker of Manipur Legislative Assembly. He was again elected from the same constituency in the last assembly election and became minister to the then N. Biren Singh-led government. J.J. Thokchom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
Meanwhile, the Manipur Legislative Assembly Secretariat has informed that the seventh session of the ongoing 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly will be held on Friday. Talking to reporters after taking oath, the Chief Minister said Manipur will play an important role in Vikasit Bharat 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Yumna Khemchand Singh on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Manipur. The Prime Minister also congratulated Nemcha Kibgen and Losi Dikho on taking oath as the Deputy Chief Ministers of the state. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. In Jammu and Kashmir, two Pakistani terrorists, including a top commander of Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit, were killed today after they were trapped inside a natural cave in Udhampur district. Our correspondent reports that several powerful blasts were heard when the forces stormed the cave around noon. One of the deceased terrorists is Rubani, alias Abu Mavia, a top commander of the Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit, who was active in the area for the last several years. While the body of one of the terrorists was lying at the mouth of the cave, another was found lying deep inside it. The terrorists were located by joint troops of army, police and CRPF amid intensified search operations in the higher reaches of Ramnagar, Basantgarh yesterday, leading to a fierce gunfight. Army named the over 20-hour-long operation as Kia and said, though it is over, the area still remains under surveillance. Meanwhile, in Kishtwar, an encounter broke out between terrorists and joint security forces. Our correspondent reports that joint teams of security forces are engaged in the operation in the Dichard area of Chatru in Kishtwar district. Joint teams of security forces, including two para special forces, are engaged in the operation. Ukrainian and Russian negotiators began a second round of U.S. brokered talks in Abu Dhabi today, aimed at exploring a possible end to the four-year conflict. The two-day trilateral meeting brought together Ukrainian, Russian and U.S. officials in a fresh attempt to halt Europe's biggest conflict since World War II, which has killed hundreds of thousands, displaced millions and devastated much of eastern and southern Ukraine. Ukrainian side is led by National Security and Defense Council Secretary Rustam Umerov. The Russian delegation is led by Military Intelligence Chief Igor Kostyukov. The U.S. has sent envoys including Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to facilitate the discussions. The sacred Devni Mori relics of Lord Buddha arrived in Colombo today aboard a special C-130J aircraft of the Indian Air Force marking their first ever international exposition. A high-level Indian delegation led by Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi accompanied the relics. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake inaugurated the first ever exposition of the sacred relics at the Gangaramaya Temple in Colombo. Speaking at the ceremony, Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasurya expressed gratitude to the Government of India and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for making the sacred occasion possible.
We consider it a great blessing of great importance to us as Sri Lankans and to give our people this opportunity to worship the relics and receive the blessings from witnessing these relics. That's a huge honor and a tremendous opportunity for our people. So I really appreciate this gesture by the Indian government, by Prime Minister Modi, for taking these relics out for the first time to Sri Lanka and giving this opportunity to us.
The relics will be enshrined at the revered Gangaramaya Temple until February the 10th for public veneration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will pay an official visit to Malaysia from 7th to 8th of February at the invitation of Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim. This would be the third visit of Prime Minister Modi to Malaysia and the first after elevation of India-Malaysia bilateral relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in August 2024. Olympian Isha Singh clinched a gold medal in the final of women's individual 10-meter air pistol event at the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in Delhi on the opening day of Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship. 21-year-old Isha came from behind to score 239.8 in the final and claimed her second individual Senior Asian Championship gold. In the team event, the trio of Isha, Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar and Suruchi Singh went on to win the gold in women's team 10-meter air pistol event with a combined total of 1,726. World champion Samrat Rana settled for bronze in the final of the men's individual 10-meter air pistol event. In cricket, India entered the final of the Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets in the second semi-final match at Harare in Zimbabwe today. India achieved the target of 311 runs in 41.1 overs with a loss of 3 wickets. Among boys in blue, Aaron George scored 115 runs off 104 balls, while Vaibhav Suryavanshi struck 68 off 33 deliveries and skipper Ayush Mahatre added a valuable 62 runs off 59 balls. Aaron was adjudged player of the match. Early electing to bat first, Afghanistan posted 310 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. India will now lock horns with England in the summit clash on Friday. England had defeated defending champion Australia by 27 runs in the first semi-final at Bulawayo. The Indian team has remained unbeaten in the tournament so far. In badminton, India began their campaign at the Asia Team Championships on a dominant note at Qingdao in China today. The women's team beat Myanmar 5-0 in their opening group clash, while the men's team edged past Singapore 3-2. The Indians continued their domination in the doubles as well, winning both the matches in straight games. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, extended gains for the third consecutive session today. The Sensex added 79 points to close at 83,818, while the Nifty rose 48 points to settle at 25,776. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says in Rajya Sabha, India-US deal will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industry. Both Houses of Parliament hold discussion on motion of thanks to President's address. Lok Sabha faces multiple adjournments amid ruckus over various issues. Yumnam Khemchand Singh takes oath as Chief Minister of Manipur, says the state will play important role in Viksit Bharat 2047. Two terrorists killed in an encounter in Jammu and Kashmir's Udhampur. Ukraine and Russia hold second round of US brokered talks in Abu Dhabi. And India enter the final of Under-19 Cricket World Cup, beating Afghanistan by 7 wickets at Harare. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.